Hi, George. How are you? We're just sitting around here this afternoon and decided we'd try to record a little message to you on the back of the tape that you sent to us. We sure enjoyed the tape that you sent. We appreciate it so much that you take time to put something like that together for us. This is Sunday afternoon, and I just got through watching the Chiefs and the St. Louis Cardinals play a football game, which ended in a 3-3 tie. I'll tell you, Susan just chomping at the bits here to talk on this thing, so I'm going to stop it for a minute and turn it over to her.
Well, George, see, I had a party, and I got so many things, and Mother got me a cake, and she put a doll in it, and it grows hair, and I got 6 dolls, and I'm 7 now, tomorrow at least, and today's Sunday. We're just about, and thank you for the $5, and it's Sunday, and we're just about getting ready for a Sunday, family night. Hi, George. Well, I got cupcakes for school, and they have horses, one horse on top, and it's got a kind of a ribbon thing around its neck, and it's got a candle. George, we went to the University of Arkansas game, and Arkansas won in about 39-3, and it was really nice because it was homecoming, and we played Monette, and we just about beat them. We got as many touchdowns as they did, but they went for 2 points, but we never did get ours, but it was really neat. Yes, my birthday party was a success, as usual, as Mother made it that way. I had a real pretty cake and about 12 girls over. Well, it was just a handful, because they were all, we had both the TVs going and the radio going and the piano pounding and everything else you can think of, and it was really a mess.
Hello, George. How you doing? We sure have enjoyed your letters and your tapes and all the goodies that you sent home. You've done such a good job picking them out. I think probably you have pleased us more than if we had picked them out ourselves. You were talking about going to Syracuse to school, and I was kind of wondering if you were going to take Nancy up there with you. Kind of sounded like you might have been thinking about it a little bit. John David is in St. Louis in the hospital, and he's quite a little trooper, and they got some real exciting news last weekend. He has gotten a little movement back in one of his legs since they straightened him out, and they're very encouraged and hope that possibly that he'll get some use back of his legs, at least some feeling back in them. Have you seen our old buddy Don Ho yet? We sure have enjoyed the records that you sent. Dyers were here after the University of Arkansas football game. And of course, our visit was short. They left Sunday morning when we went to Sunday school. But we really enjoyed having them and having a chance to visit with them again. We hadn't seen Jimmy and the girls since July. Teresa didn't come. Teresa spent the weekend at the university, and she's all excited about going to school up there. That's about all she can talk about. Mother and Daddy were here for the weekend. Surprise, surprise. They came on Friday and stayed until afternoon on Sunday. So we were real thrilled to get them up here for that long a time. The camera, I thought, was more expensive than the first price that you sent me, the PX price. This one was $199.95, I believe, and I was thinking that it was $160 or something like that before. you will have to remind me. The poem that Yoko wrote is beautiful. I'm like you, I don't admire too much about her. Perhaps she does have a few decent thoughts now and then. You really almost broke us up on that tape. And we kind of want you to keep it a little bit more cheerful from now on. And keep those cards and letters coming in.
George, on your car, I didn't have it re-licensed because we just have it sitting out here in front of the house. And I talked to the licensing bureau about it, and he told me that just to let the license go ahead and lapse, and he wouldn't charge us any additional penalty or anything for putting license on it. We haven't been running the car, it's just sitting, so we don't need to update the license. I did put 1 gallon of antifreeze in it to keep it from freezing up until you get home. When you come home, we'll take care of it and get it running for you. Here's Susan a minute.
Hey, George, you know what? We got a new little bug. Oh, it's so cute. And the seat goes back in the front, and the back seat goes frontwards. And so it's kind of weird. And it hardly has any, place to put luggage because it's got engines in the back and the front. This is Sarah again, but Nancy called and Daddy didn't know what to tell her, but she did call and ask about you, and she said that she missed you. George, we gave up on a Corvair. It just went putt-putting up a hill, and we could hardly get it out of the garage.
You know, we've been in the car trading business here. We traded for a Volkswagen. We took the little Corvair, it got where it was throwing a little oil and smoking a little bit, and I began to think the girl's going to have to push me up this hill down here to get back and forth to work. So we got a 69 Blue Bug. So we're really in the business now. These girls are having a ball here with her riding that little bug.
George, this is Susan. Well, when we were going to work the first day, you know, and we had the Blue Bug, I think it was, we can hardly make it up this hill, you know. Oh, boy. Me and Sarah almost had to get out and push up the hill. Well, George, I'm kind of anxious for Christmas to get here. Because you'll get to come home. I'm kind of anxious for Thanksgiving. Because I think Mamma's, we're going up at Mamma's and Grandpa's. Because they might have that horse tame, you know, that Grandpa's always been talking about. And there's going to be a real good television program on. It's called Oklahoma. And we might not get to watch it in case we go to Aunt Joyce's Uncle Jay's because their TV's kind of bad and it's on television. And oh boy, it's going to be good. Well, I've already made you an appointment up for school after you got home. But thanks for the dolls and those wood carvings are beautiful. Well, we got a new set of chairs and a table, and everything just about changed since you've been home.
George, Sarah Beth's already got you a shopping trip planned. She's waiting for you to help her do her Christmas shopping again. She's
Me
working
too.
All the preliminary plans. And
Me too.
They've already got you lots of things lined up. They're going to share you at school. And all these fun things for you, so you have a real exciting leave planned. They've taken care of most of the arrangements for you. Sarah Beth decided she might even take a few days sick leave while you're here. George, I don't know who that woman is on that tape, but it sure doesn't sound like me. must be some foreigner. You're not going to be too happy with us, I'm afraid, because I guess an honest confession is good for the soul, and we haven't cleaned the back end of that car out yet, so you may get to do that when you come home. I didn't really have any place to put the things, and I kind of postponed it for that reason.
Well, George, we went out to eat today, Sunday, of course, and we saw Rocky. I was going to tell my comb my hair mother was in service just now. Threatened me because I told it I saw Rocky.
Well, that didn't make me sound mean, I hope, but I was wanting to tell her, and I told Mom I was going to tell her that, and she grabbed up the microphone and turned it on and told it, so. And we did see Rocky, and he said, tell you hello. He went to the Bahamas this summer, and he was really living it up. He got downtown Cassville, and he had flat tire, and that's how he started his vacation.
George, everything's going pretty smooth with us here. I did check on this land situation at Thayer with the attorney, but I haven't heard anything from him. I tried to call him twice, and neither time I could catch him in, so I wrote him a letter, and I haven't heard anything from him, so maybe this week sometime I will hear. The other item I checked on is SMS, and they will not let me have a transcript for you. And I can't find your transcript here at the house, so you'll need to write to college and tell them to send me a transcript. They wouldn't let me have it. So we're really looking forward to your coming home in December, and we'll try to have everything set up here, and maybe we can grill a good steak or go out and see if we can find a turkey leg or something to chew on during the time you're home.
Oh, my baby! Oh, my baby! Oh, my baby Clementine! Oh, my baby! Oh, my baby Clementine!
That's all right.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, so those raindrops keep falling on my head. They keep falling. And I just sit and wait.
Clementine. Hurry, Clementine,
weather, Susan. Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Roll, roll, roll your boat.
Charles and friend just dropped in to do a little concert for you. George, just forget Christmas presents for us now, because our Christmas present will be having you home for Christmas, and you'll need to use the money you have getting here and getting back to Hawaii. The only exception to that might be if you could capture Don Ho and get him in a sack and bring him along. But other than that, why, just bring yourself, and that will be our Christmas present.
Hi, George. Well, I thank you very much for that card that you drew. It looks like if you drew it, because I think you're so good of an artist.
George, I really miss you, and I'm really looking forward to you for coming home. And
and we'll have a good time, and I miss you a lot. Bye.
George, we're about to run out of tape, so we'll start to wind this thing up. Now, when you get ready to play it, you'll need to roll it back and then play it through because we're recorded on the outside end of the tape. So until we see you in December, take care of yourself, and we're really looking forward to you coming home. So we'll see you then. Goodbye.
George, keep those cards and letters coming in now, even if we are a little sluggish on getting ours to you. And we're looking forward to seeing you. Take care of yourself. We miss you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Daddy. I mean, George. Sorry about that. Well, goodbye, George. And happy Christmas when you get here. We'll have your Christmas tree up when you get home. It won't be a palm tree, I doubt it, but we'll try to do our best to get an evergreen. palm trees don't come in too handy in Cassville.
Goodbye, George.